Hello, welcome to Audiophile. My name is Connor Letourneau. I'm here in the journalism building of the University of Maryland today talking with Jeremy Spiegel about a recent article he wrote for his Journalism 201 class. Welcome to the show, Jeremy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, could you tell us a little bit about this story that you wrote about Madeline R. Goldstein? Just give a little bit of background on this story and let the listeners know her story.
It's a very actually fascinating story. Madeline Goldstein from Anne Arundel County, Maryland. She tried to run for the U.S. Senate in 2000 and lost the election to Rob Wells. And during the election, during the campaign, she criticized Rob Wells because he had said that she had been convicted of fraud more than once, which was not true. She accused him of slander, which she lost in the trial, and then just recently, she has been sentenced to 3 years in county jail for hiring a murderer to try to kill the lawyer that represented Wells in the campaign. So, very fascinating story. Along with that, she allegedly also tried to kill her husband because he had divorced her before the election, and she thought that that also caused her to lose the election.
Interesting. So, how did you end up gathering all this information about this story?
I talked to Goldstein, both of them. I talked to the lawyer. I went to the trial. It was a very fascinating trial because no one was trying to deny that she did it. Her lawyer was trying to convince the jury that years of childhood abuse and a brain injury had rendered her incapable of realizing that what she was doing was in fact illegal. So, very interesting debate on both sides.
And how did that case end up going over, that argument that she was incapable of realizing it was illegal?
Well, she was sentenced to 3 years in county jail. I don't know what the sentence would have been if, I don't know if that's reduced or if that's what it would have been anyways, but she's going to jail regardless.
And just from your personal observations of Ms. Goldstein, what do you think about her as a person? Do you think she is legitimately mentally ill, or do you think she's just a cold-hearted person?
I wouldn't say she's cold-hearted. I mean, cold-hearted people who try to kill their husband and lawyers have to have something going on in their brain. I don't think people aren't wired to do that naturally. So I don't know if there were psychiatrists and psychologists there testifying for her. She didn't seem all there to me. At the same time, though, I don't think that that's a valid excuse. I think she knew what she was doing. She knew that you can't kill people just for revenge in this country, and I didn't buy that argument.
And does it scare you at all, or does it upset you that, you know, someone who, like Ms. Goldstein, who's obviously not completely mentally stable, has been trying to run for public office to lead our local counties and lead this area?
Yes and no. I think people like that shouldn't be in the government. At the same time, she's lost every election she's been in, mm-hmm. which everyone in this country has the right to run for office. It's our job as citizens to elect the people we think will do the best job. And clearly, in this case, the people of first Maryland and then Anne Arundel County both times said, no, we don't want someone like this representing us in government, which I think speaks to the democratic nature of our society.
Definitely. Well, thank you, Jeremy, for speaking with us today. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
And have a good day.
You too.
Signing off, this is Connor Letourneau with Audiophile.